Madhyalila 4-9 text. What is the text? 83. Nijagarilana kaila bada prakshalana sejalalana kaila sevam shevakshana. Sri Venkata Bhata took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. After he washed the Lord's feet, all the members of his family drank the water. Bhikshakaranakichukaila nivedana
Chaturmasya asi prabhu khaila upasana. After offering lunch to the Lord, Venkatabhata submitted that the period of Chaturmasya had already arrived.
Chaturmasya kripakari rahamora ghare Krishna kataka hi kripaya udhara amare.
Venkatabhata said, "Please be merciful to me and stay at my house during Chaturmasya. Speak about Lord Krishna's pastimes and kindly deliver me by your mercy."
Tanraghare rahila prabhu Krishna katarase batasange gonaila suke charimase.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Venkatabhata for 4 continuous months. The Lord passed his days in great happiness, enjoying the transcendental mellow of discussing Lord Krishna's pastimes.
Kaveri tesnana kari shriranga darshana pratidina premaveshe karena natana.
While there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in the river Kaveri and visited the temple of Sri Ranga. Every day the Lord also danced in ecstasy.
Saundaryadi primavesha deki sarvaloka deki bare aise deke kande duka shoka.
The beauty of Lord Chaitanya's body and his ecstatic love of God were witnessed by everyone. Many people used to come to see him, and as soon as they saw him, all their unhappiness and distress vanished.
Laksha laksha loka aila nana desha haite
Sabe Krishna Namakahe Prabhuke Dekite.
Many hundreds of thousands of people from various countries came to see the Lord, and after seeing him, they all chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Krishna Nama Vinakeha Nahikahe Ara. Sabe Krishna Bhakta Khaila Loke Chamatkara.
Indeed, they did not chant anything but the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and all of them became Lord Krishna's devotees. Thus, the general populace was astonished.
Shiranga Kshetri Vaisayatra Vaishnava Brahmana Eka Eka Dinasabe Kailani Mantrana.
All the Vaishnava Brahmanas residing in Sri Ranga Kshetra invited the Lord to their homes. Indeed, he had an invitation every day.
Eka eka dine chaturmasya purnahaila kataka brahmana bikshadite na paila.
Each day the Lord was invited by a different brahmana, but some of the brahmanas did not get the opportunity to offer him lunch because the period of chaturmasya came to an end.
Sei kshetre rahe eka vaishnava brahmana devalaye asikare vita avartana.
Is that one?
No, one before.
Okay.
Eka eka dine
chaturmasya
purnahaila
katakabrahmana
vikshadite
na paila.
Eka eka dine chaturmasya purnahaila
katakabrahmana vikshadite na paila.
Eka eka dine chaturmasya purnahaila
kataka brahmana vikshadite na paila.
Eka eka dine chaturmasya purnahaila
kataka brahmana vikshadite na paila.
Ladies,
please.
Eka eka dine chaturmasya purnahaila kataka brahmana vikshadite na paila.
Eka eka dine
day by day.
Chaturmasya
the period of chaturmasya
purnahaila
became filled.
kataka brahmana
some of the brahmanas
vikshadite
to offer him lunch.
Did not.
Get the opportunity.
Translation. Each day the Lord was invited by a different brahmana, but some of the brahmanas did not get the opportunity to offer him lunch because the period of chaturmasya came to an end.
Text 93. Sei kshetre rahe eka vaishnava brahmana devalaye asikare gita avartana.
In the holy place of Sri Ranga Kshetra, a Brahmana Vaishnava used to visit the temple daily and recite the entire text of the Bhagavad Gita.
Text 94. Astadashadhyaya pade ananda aveshe ashudapade naloka kare upahase. The Brahmana regularly read the 18 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita in great transcendental ecstasy, but because he could not pronounce the words correctly, people used to joke about him. Text 95. Keha hase keha ninde tahana himane avistahana gita pad avistahana gita pade anandita mane. Due to his incorrect pronunciation, people sometimes criticized him and laughed at him, but he did not care. He was full of ecstasy due to reading the Bhagavad Gita and was personally very happy. Text 96. Pulakashu kampasveda yavat patana deki anandita haila mahaprabhu ramana. Translation. While reading the book, the Brahmana experienced transcendental bodily transformations. The hairs on his body stood on end, tears welled up in his eyes, and his body trembled and perspired as he read. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Purport. Although the Brahmana could not pronounce the words very well due to illiteracy, he still experienced ecstatic symptoms while reading the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to observe these symptoms, and this indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased by devotion, not by erudite scholarship. Even though the words were imperfectly pronounced, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna himself, did not think this very serious. Rather, the Lord was pleased by the bhava, devotion. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.11, this is confirmed. Tadvadisargo janataga viplavo yasmin prakishlokam avadavati atpi namani anantasya yashonkitaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadvaha. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms and pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. The purport to this verse may be considered for further information on this subject. Pulakashu kampasveda yavat patana deki anandita haila mahaprabhu ramana. While reading the book, Brahmana experienced transcendental bodily transformations. The hairs on his body stood on end, tears welled up in his eyes, and his body trembled and perspired as he read. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Would you please close the door? This is a wonderful section of the ninth chapter. And the ninth chapter of the Madhya Lila is called Lord Chaitanya Travels to the Holy Places. So this section describes how you don't need material qualifications in order to be spiritually advanced or in order to please the Lord. This Brahmana is a very clear example of that. But still, he pleased the Lord very much. And he was so Krishna conscious that by reading Bhagavad Gita imperfectly, he actually got the ecstatic symptoms. And ecstatic symptoms are very rare, very, very rare. Sometimes in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, we might get some symptoms and we may think, oh, maybe I'm very advanced. I remember reading about the symptoms as early as 82, and I got some symptoms when I started chanting Hare Krishna, and I was thinking, maybe that's it. But it wasn't it. It was just some special Lord's mercy to show me that this is not a joke, this chanting, and that it has a strong effect on everything. So, I think I had like hair standing on end. Also some crying was there. And later on, when the real purification started, I actually realized that I am very, very far away from any kind of ecstasy in Krishna consciousness. This was just Krishna's mercy and extra mercy, so that I can become more convinced that this process is actually something very, very powerful. But this Brahmana had real symptoms. One of the names of Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardana. Who knows what that means? Apart from those who know. That's kind of a stupid question. Okay, only one hand was up. You know? Then shut up. You want to guess or you know?
Yes, I want to guess.
You want? Okay. What Bhava? What is Bhava?
Devotion.
Okay, but you're close, but it's not exactly that. Maybe it is, but it was translated differently. What else? Bhava Grahi Janardana.
Krishna accepts only the intention.
You knew it. This is called cheating. Krishna accepts your attitude, intention. He doesn't look so much into results. Maybe you don't, look materially perfect or whatever, but... What's this? Can you turn it off? Can you please turn off your mobile phones so that we don't have these shocks? Or at least it's shocking for me. Maybe not for you. Maybe you like it. This section that describes this thing about the Brahmana and Lord Chaitanya's being pleased with him, and the name of Bhava Grahi Janardana, give us a great hope that we don't have to become like perfect, materially speaking, externally perfect, in order to be an advanced devotee or experience Krishna consciousness and be happy in Krishna consciousness. This Brahmana was happy. We can learn so much from this Brahmana about how to go about life. Like, for example, it says here, he didn't care that others were laughing at him. So how many of us are able to just not care if others are laughing at us? You know, we have been brought up in a culture where it's very important what other people think. He didn't care. He was very happy. It says here, he was very happy by reading the Bhagavad Gita imperfectly. So, in Vedic times, Brahmanas had to pronounce all the mantras perfectly in order for them to work. But nowadays, Krishna is so merciful that we can pronounce imperfectly. And, people pronounce the name Krishna in all kinds of ways. You can hear when they chant. Like, I think Chinese that cannot even say Krishna, they say Kesina, Hale Kesina, something like that. They can't even pronounce. So, but still, Krishna accepts. So Krishna is looking at your attitude, at your intention, bhava also, at your devotion. Yeah. And because results anyway depend on him. He will decide what kind of results he will have. Let's say you always sing out of tune, but you really love to sing.
And you're singing with so much devotion. And somebody is a perfect musician, and Krishna is not pleased. Because he sings, or she sings, for his own glory and his own sanctification. And the devotee who sings out of tune, he really wants to please the Lord sincerely, and everybody else is, disturbed. Everybody else is, why is he singing? We can see sometimes somebody is very disturbing, or they play cartas very devotedly, and they play out of rhythm. And then we feel uneasy to interrupt them, because they're so absorbed in their devotion and in their wrong rhythm. But we don't know actually how much Lord is pleased with them, with their sincere effort. So material qualification does not put you in a high spiritual position, or does not allow you to come closer to the Lord. Like we have so many courses, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, devotees learn. And I was always telling the teachers in the Vaishnava Institute of Higher Education that, you know, people go to these courses and nothing changes. They just know a few more verses, and, you know, they remain basically the same, behavior is the same. You know, you have so many verses, but you still get angry very easily for any small thing. So what's the use? You still, you just become more puffed up. So what's the use of you going through all these courses when the result will be just becoming more proud? Srila Prabhupada says that Vedic literature is meant for transformation of character, not for the discussion of armchair philosophers. So this is what Krishna is looking into, how your heart has changed. And he knows what is in our heart. We may dress as a devotee, we may, you know, all maybe have a reputation. He's a very, very nice devotee. He has been here for 5 years. He's been here for 25 years. You have a name which is famous in ISKCON. But when you look at your heart, sincerely, you get horrified. One Maharaj wrote a wonderful Vyasa Puja offering. His name is Ganapati Swami. And he said, when I was a new devotee, I wanted to get initiated, because I was uninitiated. And I envied those who were initiated. Then I got initiated. Then I envied those who had a second initiation. I wanted second initiation. So I got second initiation. Then I wanted to become a temple president, not just any bhakta, any devotee who does any service. I became a temple president. Then I wanted to become a sannyasi. I became a sannyasi. Then I wanted to become a GVC and guru. I became a GVC and guru. So I was getting all these promotions. Actually, he started cleaning toilets. Then he started wanted to do some other service. And he says, and now after so many years, I have these positions and all these things, and I want to go back to cleaning toilets, starting with my own heart. This was a circle that he made, like, this is his realization. It's a very sincere offering. So all these things, you know, designations, you're a big Sankirtan devotee, you're a big this or big that, and you know, and you have a wonderful color, either white or orange, and this will all help us impress Krishna. This Brahmana is completely unqualified, almost illiterate, and he is pleasing Krishna so much. So Krishna consciousness should come from the heart. Yesterday we had a workshop and we tried to brainstorm something. And I said to devotees, don't think with your mind. Don't think with your head. Because we will not come up with a good stuff from the head only. Try to think with your heart. And when we started that, it started moving. The workshop started moving, otherwise it was a little bit stuck. So Krishna wants to see how is your heart. It's like a heart surgeon, like a doctor, checks, you know, how is your pulse, how it's beating. Is your heart... Yes. Is your heart... Thank you. When your heart starts beating faster, is it when you see a movie or when you see the deities? Or when you see a wonderful member of the opposite sex? Or when you hear your favorite song? You know what your heart is attached to still. You know it because you can feel it. And you know what is your wow moment when you see something, when you hear something. And you know how far you are from Krishna or how close you are to Krishna. But sometimes Krishna is so overwhelming in a positive sense that whatever level you are on, it's just so strong and you get really, really overwhelmed by Krishna consciousness through his causeless mercy. And you find yourself being impressed by Krishna and things related to Krishna and you don't know why. So this is not me. I'm not a Hare Krishna. It's so beautiful. Krishna is so beautiful. Music is so beautiful. Food is also so beautiful. So devotees also. That's a bit more rare. We become so impressed with devotees. We become impressed with the deities. He's nice, but he also has this. So many imperfections. But I tell devotees, when you say about some devotee, he is nice, stop at the but. Stop at but. Don't say but. Just, he is nice because of this and this and that. And but, somebody else, anyway, there are so many volunteers to take care of the but. And to, so don't worry. But if I don't correct him, how he will improve? Don't worry, there are so many volunteers for that service. You take care of the positive stuff. And it's also good for you, for your own purification. Now you may say, what if it's my service, if I'm a manager? Well, then you have to see how you do it in a way that doesn't harm you. Because you become over-enthusiastic to correct people. And then get entangled into a Vaishnava apparatus or something. Negativity. So these verses give us such a great, great hope. Give us such a great hope. I got a newsletter yesterday from Satchidananda Swami or his mailing list, Sharanagati newsletter. It's a New Year's message, his New Year's message. It's beautiful. It really hits on the nail, on the head of the nail. It says, on the head, hits me. It actually goes straight to the point. He says, when I was young, I was thinking, what is this one thing that can change life, that can really change our lives? And then he said, after some years, I concluded this one thing is compassion. So he speaks about two things, about empathy, and he promotes them as two principles for the new year. And he quotes also Bhagavatam, where he says that Krishna is very pleased when we receive others with compassion, kindness, warmth, and when we behave nicely as a gentleman. There was an example, a true story from the First World War, when they were fighting, and they were not too far from each other. And somehow, I don't know what happened, I don't remember the details, but these soldiers, they stopped fighting, and then they got together, started embracing each other. I don't know which armies were involved, but this is a true story. So, if we make it, people make New Year resolutions. If we make it one of our goals that this year I want to develop more compassion for others, but also for yourself. This means to stop sabotage, self-sabotage, stop self-destruction, rebel against self-destruction. this year may be a very special year. Do they say that 2012 something will happen? Yeah? Yeah, they said something.
No, they say it's not going to happen.
The end of the world will not happen this year. I don't know, I feel sometimes, I don't know if it's only for me or for the world, but I feel this year will be special. For me, it started in a very special way, like first 6 days already, today's 7th, isn't it? Mm. Where already every day was very special, so I don't know what today brings. But if we take some of these principles like empathy and compassion and make them there's a specific word I can't remember, but the center, let's say the central point of
pivot,
almost something like pivot. I know in Croat language. Who is from Croatia?
Me.
Who? Aha, stožer. Kako se kaže stožer?
Axis.
No. There is an English word I forgot. Anyway, like a central point of this year, that be compassionate to yourself. This means stop self-sabotage and be compassionate to others. Don't judge them. Try to help them. Help more, judge less. Help more, judge less. And then, this will affect. This will affect our hearts very much. This will really, really influence our heart. We know about compassion, we know it's important, we know it's a saintly quality, but we forget it, and we get into different kind of mindsets, and we become cruel, and we become critical, we become judgmental, and it doesn't help very much. But if we make it keep it in front of our eyes, and remember it, and try to practice it, and in the beginning it may be a little bit artificial, like, I'm not compassionate. How can I think compassionate you are? But you can, if you practice, it will become real. Act as if you are compassionate. And then you start to feel it also. But if you already feel some compassion, then just try to grow it from within. So you can go from outside in, from inside out, whatever, but just try to work on that quality. And then, so, by these qualities, we actually can attract Krishna. Like this Brahmana, he had qualities, his quality of devotion and quality of not being disturbed, not being concerned with what other people think. In the 15th verse of the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one who is not disturbed is pleased, is dear to him. We have the Gita here. Can you take it and read the verse? 12:15. Read it aloud.
He by whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, whose equipoise in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety is very dear to me.
So if you don't disturb others and you are not disturbed by anybody, you please Krishna. It's one thing. So make a decision that this year I'm not going to be disturbed. Is that possible? How can you do this? Because when disturbance comes, you can remember, well, I decided I will not be disturbed, so now I will not agree to be disturbed. I make a choice. It's possible if you practice. And there are so many things that can disturb us. It's Kali Yuga, and you know, there are so many things. You have bad karma and things like that. There are so many excuses to be disturbed. And I think one of the reasons why we get disturbed, because we like it. Somehow we enjoy it. You know, it's really nice to get angry or, you know, upset with people, and you feel like somebody. But actually, it poisons your system. It weakens your nerves, and it doesn't please Krishna. So imagine when we would be undisturbed whole year. Imagine 2012, whole year. Maybe you already were disturbed for 6 days, so just leave it at the side. you make a decision, I'm not going to be disturbed, because Krishna says, you know, you're dear to me if you're not disturbed. And also, I'm not going to disturb others. At least don't be disturbed yourself. You can disturb others a little bit if you want. I like that. I like that one. But that was a joke. Don't disturb anybody. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. See everyone as yourself. Treat others as you would like to be treated. See everybody as your brother and sister. So, these are some of the ways to attract Krishna's attention in 2012. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, don't try to see God, but act in a way that He will want to see you. Act in a way that He will want to see you. Haridas Thakur couldn't enter the Jagannath temple because he was a Muslim. But Jagannath himself came as Lord Chaitanya to see him. And his place of chanting. So that's really cool, isn't it? Haridas was really cool in many ways. I mean, he was tested by Maya, he was tested by a prostitute. Who can do that? It's amazing. And plus, he attracted Krishna to come to him instead of him going to Krishna. Yeah. So Haridas Thakur is a combined incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj and Brahma. It's very special. Very special devotee. So, how many of you want to attract Krishna's attention this year? It's a nasty question. Okay, almost everybody. So you have to think about a strategy how to do it. I'm giving you some ideas in this class. One is not disturbing others, not being disturbed, not going for material perfection, but going for a Bhava Grahajanara, for like proper attitude. Things like that. But you can make a list how you want to please Krishna this year, how you want to attract his attention. And also remember, Krishna is a person, you can talk to him. You can tell him, Krishna, what are you doing? Why are you not helping me? He says, I'm helping you, but you're not noticing it. You're not noticing my help. I'm telling you something from within your heart, but you don't hear me, you always hear your mind.
And the mind dresses as Vishnu and says, I am Vishnu, listen to me. And then you say, you're always giving me wrong advice. I was robbed in Athens. It was a perfect robbery. Because I haven't noticed it. It was in a crowded underground train. They really did it well, I mean. and I moved my purse from the inner, it was so stupid, from the inner pocket that was half open. I mean, it doesn't have a closing thing, but it's like this, and it can fall off. So in order to make this passport and everything, like money, safe, I moved it in a external pocket that closes in order to be safe. And Krishna took that money through a thief. So they opened it, and I didn't even feel it. I mean, I'm not so unconscious. But it was, they pressed me, and I didn't feel it when they opened it, took it out. And so this was a wonderful situation to be confused, to lose faith in God, to blame Krishna, and to do so many things that are wrong. And I tried to control my mind wanted to do all these things naturally and spontaneously. And then I tried to say, okay, let me see what is the lesson here. And there were so many lessons in this robbery. So many wonderful lessons, and I wrote them down, and I'm trying to now follow up on this. So instead of, it's a very confusing situation. I mean, I'm really careful with money. I never spend it for anything unnecessary, and I rarely spend it on me. So, and I put it in a so-called safe place. So I did everything, and still it's gone. So what is the lesson there? You tell me. What was the lesson in me being robbed? Please help me. Yes.
I can tell about myself. You spend some money and some private dogs, I did so good.
What?
If I spend some money, some private dogs.
If you spend. But you gave to others. You tried to give to others,
but,
isn't it?
But Bob was meant later. That's a
prize. He has even a worse thing than me. So how do you when bad things happen to people who are trying to do good, how do you make sense of out of it and don't blame Krishna? If you can remember that nobody's a victim, so it's not an accident. So maybe I was stealing in my previous lives. I was stealing in this life, but not so much. And not money. I was stealing apples and things like that.
Perhaps,
books also. But not in this country.
Perhaps Krishna wants us just to be completely dependent upon him, because at some point he's going to take everything away.
That's a good one.
Sensory abilities, everything will be taken away. So
right.
Better learn to.
Yes.
So, why can you accept all the good things and not the bad things in life? Is it same?
What?
Why do you accept only the good and not the bad? It comes all from.
So be equal in dualities.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. One lesson I got from this, because I'm kind of in a Vanaprastha stage or whatever it is, I'm not sure. Orange, white, or gray, or something in between. What I got very clearly is when you have money, give it in charity. When people give you a donation, something, don't keep it for long, like keeping it for the black times. How do you call it? For bad times. Not black times, we say.
I said black tigers in my language. But start investing something. And sometimes devotees, you know, they are poor, although they're pure. Devotees' kids always like to get gifts and somehow invest it or sponsor books. Or don't keep this cash. And I don't have always access to my English bank account because I'm not in England, so I can't put it in the bank. Don't keep cash with you, but give it. Give it to charity. You know, because I don't need, I always don't spend anything. And or invest it in the ticket to go into places where people don't have money to cover your travel costs, or something like that. So that was my clear lesson, like, you know, like that. Like, give it away before it's stolen. Somehow, for some Krishna conscious cause or to help, like this, food for life. Like that. So you know, there is so many positive lessons in this, but we have to control the mind not to blame Krishna. I had another thing. You tell me also why this happened to me in Manchester a few years ago. There was we had an outing with devotees. And we were walking on the shore of the, is it the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific? In England, on the left side.
Irish Sea.
It's not Irish Sea. Where is Manchester? And then
Atlantic.
To the left.
Atlantic
Ocean. Okay. Irish Atlantic Ocean. So, some water comes also from Ireland. So, you know, and it was slippery. It was like a beach, but nobody was. It was like a spring, and it's very cold. Nobody was swimming. There was big waves, and then one Mataji and one girl were walking in front of me a few meters, and then they started slipping into the water. Like, how do you say, sliding. And I jumped to help them. And I fell and broke my leg. Not like half broke my arm. So I wanted to do good, and I was punished with the injury which lasted for 2-3 years. I had to recover. So what do you say about that? How can I not blame Krishna? Why he did it to me? What do you say about this? You want to do good, you get punished, physically hurt, scanning, so many things.
Let's say, would you still want to do good even after going through heaven? If
yes.
You do it, then it's a good. Then
yeah,
you pass
I continue.
The test.
I continue.
And
I continue saving people from sleeping. But I didn't break my. Yeah, that's good, yeah. I think we are the savior or something. Yeah?
Maybe you were supposed to broke legs and be much worse.
Excellent. That's true. People told me, be careful this year, you will get injured. Be careful when you walk over the street, on the lights and everything. And it will be in public. And it happened, but it was, according to Tateno Kampam Susamiksha Manu verse, it was like 1,000 times less than I deserve. So maybe I have to break my neck or leg. Completely, but it was only half broken, and the arm here is much less than I was supposed to get by my karma. That's excellent. Mm. So now, where is blame? It's gone. When you have knowledge, you don't blame anybody, especially him. And to blame him is the worst thing, because he is our topmost well-wisher. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we have to stop here.
His grace the king.
Jai.